On a rainy Monday night, hello, Why Not Colors. This is Steve, along with Bruce, with the Why Not comment tape for the 28th of January in 1980. And this is our first 20-minute tape. Most of them are 30 minutes, but we're going to try to cut them from now on exactly to the amount of comments we have. We hope they go no less than 20, because 12-minute tapes are a little bit short for us. So, before I go any further, let's play a little more of this fantastic song, Head First, by the Babies, and we'll get into the comments.
Hello, this is Bruce, and we've got a couple of announcements for you, some new lines that just went up in the valley. You might want to give them a call. First one is that line. It's a new comment line being run by Paul Mission Hills. Want to try that one? It's area code 213-896-0607. And in Van Nuys, the new montage diverter at area code 213 again, 989-1874. And now, on to the comments.
Hello, everyone. This is Kelly calling from Odyssey. And what I'd like to say is this, that Odyssey has been taking input for the past couple of days, and we're still continuing to take input from you, the callers. So, if you would like to express or leave a comment on Odyssey, all you have to do is pick up the phone and dial in the 213 area code 956-0100, and that is our input line. And if you wish to hear the output, that is 956-0069. And we will still continue, we will still...
Hi there, this is Dave North Hollywood again, and I'm calling on a Friday. It's about noon. I'm not in school today, except for the last 2 periods. I got a couple comments here. I want to tell you, your line's getting much better. I heard your second tape of 1980, and it's getting really good. Okay. Someone was calling about somebody who's bilingual and taking Spanish, and personally, I take Spanish, and I've taken it since 7th grade. I'm in 10th now, and it's 4 years. And yes, I hate it. I don't blame you for hating it. It's a boring subject, and it's hard to get into, and I'm just getting into it. We have to study for finals soon. But, you know, I'm not exactly bilingual, but yes, I do hate Spanish. Okay. About all those... Oh, okay, forget that. I'm a comic collector, and I wanted to know if anyone is out there listening to Why Not is a comic collector. Does he collect memorabilia, you know, anything like that, film posters and things? Because I've got a bunch of comics here and some memorabilia. I don't exactly want to trade. I just like to, you know, hear comments from someone who's a memorabilia collector. Okay. Yes, excuse me for the country, Lenore. It's not country. Sorry. Anyway, now then, the Super Blow. Someone called about the Super Blow 14, and I just wanted to say that if you're from Los Angeles, why were you rooting for Pittsburgh? I mean, sure, you want to make a buck, right? But wouldn't you rather be patriotic to your city than bet on another team? That kind of makes me sick, don't you think so? I mean, the Los Angeles Rams were going to win, and they were doing well, right? And then the Pittsburgh came back and won. Well, I'm just disgusted, especially since you were voting for Pittsburgh when you're supposed to be voting for Los Angeles. You just want a buck instead of patriotism, don't you? Well, I think that's cheap. Okay, finally, I heard about from the Watchtowers, you know, from this tape, I heard about that wonderful thing happening where in a year or so they're going to change it so... a lot of areas lose other areas. And I just want to say, I'm from North Hollywood and we won't change, so ha, ha, ha. And as for that, thank you. And next comment, please.
Hello, this is Sean calling from Reading. And I'm just curious. I'd like to know how come at the end of each call, you let the hang-up go on the line, like you can hear them, the disconnect. Wouldn't it be a lot, you could probably get if you'd have a little more room on the tape if you went right in from one comment to the next one? I just want to know why you do that.
Well, first of all, here at Why Not, we've never had the problem of having too many comments and not enough tape. And we feel it's interesting to hear the disconnect, especially since many of our callers are all over the country and even all over the world. We've had some people from London calling in to listen and places all over the darn country. So it's interesting to hear how the call made its way to Why Not. Generally, by the disconnect, you can hear the sources and all the different machinery it took to place the call from the location it originated all the way here to Why Not. Next.
My name is Dennis out of Canoga Park. I'd like to talk about the war. I think we should go to war. Tell them Russians where to go. That's about it.
Hello there, Why Not callers. I have a perfect idea for an intro to an answering machine for Steve's Bell Canyon. Actually, it's not my idea, but it's what someone put on their answering machine.
Yes, it's another one of those damn answering machines. Unfortunately, Steve isn't here right now. However, he has provided this machine for your convenience. All you have to do is wait until you hear the tone, and then you can leave your name, your number, and a short message if you like, and Steve will be sure and call you back just as soon as he gets in. On the other hand, if you really do hate these machines, you can just hang up and maybe you'll feel better. Thanks for calling.
Why Not callers? Take care of yourselves. Bye now.
Hello, this is Debbie Tarzana calling on the 25th. And what time is it? 2:30. And I want to leave a comment. I left it on Blueprint, but I'm not sure if they played it or not, so I'll leave it on Why Not. I wanted to leave a comment about the movie theater. How come if you have to pay, if you're over 12, you have to pay about $4.50 or how much it is to see, you know, a regular PG movie, and you can't pay $1.50. Let me try to explain it. Okay, you have to pay so-and-so for, if you're a kid, but if you're, you know, like about 12, you have to pay $4. And if you have to pay $4, why can't you see an R-rated movie? You know, why don't they limit it down? Because it's not fair to us who have to pay the adult price. If we have to pay that price, why can't we see an R-rated movie? Plus, some of the movies that they show that are, you know, should be rated PG, and some of the PG should be rated R. And I really don't think it's fair, neither do some of my friends or a lot of people. So if anybody has to comment about that, you know, please comment. This has been a comment from Debbie of Tarzana. Thank you.
Hi, this is Barry from Agora. I'm commenting on that thing you had on your last comment tape. You know, this girl who called out of the business offices about the phone, you know, and cutting all the local calling areas. Well, I did a little checking on that too, you know, because I got concerned because I call a lot of the comment lines out there too. But, you know, I'm out here in Agora and they're cutting out Reseda and Van Nuys, so that one missed me a lot. So I call them up and they said they're cutting it in April. And they go, how much is extended service? They said, now it was $3.45 for a certain plan. And in, when the rate, when they cut the calling area, it's supposed to go up again. And they said, if you order it now, it shouldn't go up for you. But in April, they said it's going to go up. And I just think that's really unfair. That's the third time, you know, since October, they've raised their rates, and it's getting a little ridiculous. Well, that's all I have to say. See you later.
Hello, this is Baby God of West Hollywood. Well, friends, we've got a big problem now. The Soviet Union is 300 miles away from the big oil field, and the United States wants to play daddy again and interrupt, but maybe we shouldn't criticize them for that after all. If the Soviet Union gets a hold of this, it's just one more thing for them. Now, I'm not pro or con against it, but I think all you people out there who I know are of draft age should be aware that you're going to be called in to defend some oil. And it's going to be in the name of Americanism, and you just better know what the components are. And this time it's just pretty much over oil. You can say that the conservatives would have been right if they had, let's say if we had Reagan for president when the Iranians captured the 50 Americans, the 50 Americans first. Well, if we had taken action, then maybe the Soviet Union would have been looked at differently. We wouldn't have had this problem. but this is the way it is right now. And don't be fooled by anything. I'm telling you as somebody who knows probably a little bit more than most callers about what's really going on, because I really observe the news and read the newspapers, that we're going to have the draft pretty soon, and by golly, we just may have a war. You better decide now what you're going to do, and that goes for the women also, because Carter hasn't made up his mind whether women are going to be drafted. Thank you.
Yeah, this is Ken from Northridge. I'd just like to talk about what I'm interested in, and that's music. And I think that a lot of the new albums that are coming out in the rock perspective are very good compared to what they were last year and the year before that. I think we're getting into more of a rhythm age, because I'm not a disco fan at all, but I think they're taking up more of a rhythm perspective than the rock style, and I think a lot of people are going towards rock because of this. For example, the new Toto album is my favorite by far of any album I've ever heard, because it's got so many different varieties of music, and it's just something that, if you're into that kind of thing, then it's just worth it to buy. And the new Aerosmith is just about the same. But that's about all I can think of for now. But thanks again for playing my comment last week, and keep up the good work. And just remember this thought: disco causes brain damage. See Northridge later on.
Hello, callers. This is Wyatt from Island Park again on a very drunk Friday evening. My God, what would you purchase on Zeta or Select TV? Boy, I don't know.
Hello out there. This be the Flying Bishop, and just a little question to see if we can get a little feedback or a little discussion going. If a 9-year-old kid came up to you and said, "What is the difference between right and wrong?" what would you tell him? Or if he came up to you and said, "I think I have an idea of the difference between right and wrong. However, what good is it to do right? If you have what you want and you don't need anything, then why do right?" That's just a little philosophical thing, if you care to answer on it. Thank you, and good night.
This is Bobby Vision in Los Angeles. It's 74 degrees today. The beach is 64 today. The Sun Center 95 in Los Angeles and 64 in Santa Monica.
The Watchtowers. Follow-up comment to what I left last week. Okay, I did call one of the TV stations. I was elected by several people for spokesperson again. And the guy took down my name and phone number. And he said, "How would I feel about possibly an interview?" I said, "Fine. But we'll see what happens." I don't know if he seemed like he kind of understood, but I don't really know if he understood the full effect of what I said or not. I should say full impact of what I said. Anyway, it was Channel 4 News. I've got the guy's name written down. Okay, in regards to MCI, you know what happened in 77? Someone, I know who it was, Larry, had mentioned about maybe we would have to resort to MCI and SPC. First of all, everybody and his brother and mother now, I guess it's going to wind up just like MCI, are using SPC. I feel that SPC is just a matter of time before they finally do something, I would assume. MCI, don't suggest anyone go back to using it. That is a full-time way of calling, because this time it might not turn out to be so lucky as, well, this is the beginning of 80, so we'll say 2.5 years ago. Vincent Hill is no longer with MCI, and we were just lucky. Four of the people, as you might recall, went before the grand jury, but they were back east. Anyway, SPC, as I have stated before, I believe on feedback way back when, he opened the link, unfortunately didn't heed my warning. So he has now a bill over $1,000, which he says he's not going to worry about. They do charge for ring out. They do charge for busy signals. Yes, you can get them adjusted, but it's not worth the hassle every month. SPC is a waste of time to pay for. I was on it, and I got off of it after a couple of months. It's not worth it, even as a group thing like JOTRA. It's just not worth the hassle. Half the time you can't get where you're trying to call to. Now, but for now, shall we say, I'm sure people will continue to hear. And that's, I mean, for a while, but of course you just got to know when to cut it off. Okay, and I've heard from a couple of people they are trying to figure out a way to keep the phone freaks from using it. I have thought in regards to linking up things, in regards to putting phones in other places. For example, most of you in the valley live in pretty nice houses, okay, Reseda, Woodland Hills, et cetera, et cetera. I would say the majority of you also have jobs besides having pretty well-off parents. So you can afford at least one or two plans of orts. Now, what I had in mind, for example, let's say if someone, let's say like Kurt of Anaheim were to allow someone to put a phone in his house, a forwarding number, which he has already done, as a matter of fact. Okay? And a group of people, or less than just one person wanted to do it, paid for the installation. And the installation now is $35 maximum. And let's say, maybe for example, there were four people. So you figure splitting $35 four ways is not that much. And the monthly service, which is $5.70, which is not that much. Okay. Then let's say they pay for the ORTS, which is not that much. Okay. They could have Hanson. He is usually home, and it would be wise to put it in someone's house who is usually home. He could forward to maybe a member that would be in the valley of someone who's usually home, who could forward to different parts of the valley for the Orange County people. That means another phone. You're probably saying, gee, that's a lot of money. I don't want to do it. I tell you one thing, you guys are going to have to resort to some kind of other means, because as I said, going through the names that people have been going through is not going to last. Also, going the other way, okay, and only parts of the valley can get orts to Orange County. Let's say if someone in Van Nuys were willing to let someone put a phone in their house, and a group of people or one person paid for the phone, the person could change the forwarding for the person to a number in Orange County, and thereby that person in Orange County could forward to other parts of Orange County. Okay, last of all, a couple of cutovers, 221 and 222 after 155 years, went ESS. God only knows why they're putting so much in that office. People can barely speak English, let alone use custom calling.
26 January 1980, this comment is in response to Lynn's answer to my comment on the previous tape. Now, you accused me of not knowing what a comment line is, all right? And you said that, well, to be a comment line, you have to run comments. At least, I guess, in your definition, from Monday to Friday or something like that, and then you can run your special features on the weekend. Well, let me just ask you this. What would you consider these lines? Feedback, loop line, montage. Well, those are just three from the top of the head. You don't think those are comment lines? I have heard material on all three of those lines. I haven't heard comedy on montage. I've heard it on the other two. I've heard radio shows on montage, and I would certainly consider those comment lines. I don't know if you would, but I think most would. And also, I don't know how you got from what I was saying I was calling Why Not a joke line. I never said that. I don't know how you got into that. I was just saying that the comments weren't the greatest, and some extra material, it was good that you put that in there. And as far as the comments go, I think they've improved. The following week it was a little bit better. Maybe it'll get better as we go on. Okay, this has been a comment from BBH. Goodbye.
Hello, folks. This is Uncle Freaky, and I'd like to talk to you about the so-called dope shortage and dope prices lately. stove prices have been totally out of reach lately.
Well, that's it for this week. For Bruce and myself, this is Steve. We really enjoyed it this week. I'd like to remind you, this is not a computer dating service. In case you've seen one of our ads in one of the LA newspapers, this is a comment line. We take input every Friday and Saturday. So, call up and leave a comment then. This paper beats.